Hunger is a holistic challenge, and it requires to go beyond the provision of inputs to farmers to address also the question of how to rebuild the fertility of the soils, how to scale up irrigation in a sustainable way. Malawi has launched its own version of the Green Revolution, but it has neglected to invest in the Brown Revolution of rebuilding the health of the soils, and the Blue Revolution in developing water harvesting techniques that can allow farmers to produce better. And essentially what was done in Malawi is important and indeed has saved lives, but it has not been sustainable. We now need to expand, build on this, reorientate the priorities, and build, in addition to agricultural policies, social policies worthy of the name to protect net food buyers and to protect the urban poor.
Have you seen any evidence that the government is making efforts to improve on this policy to ensure the number of those living in poverty comes down?
Well, the government is deploying efforts in many directions, and almost too many directions, with little coordination and little long-term strategic thinking. I think that the government could do more than it is doing, in particular by raising revenues that for the moment it is losing. It has been estimated that almost 10% of the GDP of the country is lost in tax evasion, illicit financial flows that are not sufficiently well controlled, resulting in cash outflows from the country's economy that costs the Treasury enormous sums of money. And secondly, the country has developed a policy of providing very important incentives to foreign investors so that they invest in the country and export processing zones and in the extractive industry. And these incentives are very excessive, resulting in the loss of revenue for the country that is extremely important.
One of your observations is that wage and taxation policy have been a major drive of poverty and hunger in Malawi. What have you seen?
Well, very clearly, the minimum wage that is set in the country is set at an extremely low level that barely allows people to enjoy a decent standard of living. The minimum wage should be increased. Today, this economy is the sort of employer's utopia, if you wish. It is extremely generous to employers, but not sufficiently protective of workers. And this is not by accident. In 1971, a wage restraint policy was launched that essentially aimed at reducing wages in order to make the country attractive to investors. The result is that Malawi has really developed its position as having a comparative advantage in its population remaining poor. And that is simply not acceptable. It is not by lowering the wages that you will achieve inclusive development.
What lessons do you think other African countries can learn from Malawi's revolution in agriculture so that they avoid the pitfalls that the country has gone through?
I think the key lesson is that a green revolution is not enough. It is important in the short term, in some cases, to boost yields, but if not accompanied with the brown and blue revolutions I had mentioned for soil fertility and water harvesting, it will not be sustainable. And if not accompanied by adequate targeting, by adequate accountability to make sure that the resources are spent on those who need it most, it may fail. And although the yields may increase, it may not succeed in reducing poverty and thus hunger and malnutrition.
What about the involvement of the farmers themselves in setting out their own priorities as opposed to receiving only from government?
There is today in Malawi a discussion around the new food security bill that would establish a food security council in which farmers' organizations, NGOs, would be able to have a permanent structured dialogue with the government as to the priorities and as to how food security policies should be designed and implemented. Creating such a forum, creating such a structure for the farmers' unions to be able to be involved in shaping the policies that are meant to benefit them seems to me to be absolutely vital. And I call upon the government of Malawi to move ahead in studying this bill and hopefully adopting it at some point in time.